Okay. Okay, now that's all of the short answer part. And now, let's see. Are you interested in politics? Should you be interested in expressing? See, what I want to do now is just get you to talk about something, you know.
Well, I'm fairly interested in politics.
Okay, well, tell me what you think about the upcoming election, the presidential election.
I don't really know.
Who do you think is going to be the Democratic nominee?
Humphrey.
You going to vote for him?
I don't know.
Do you like Nixon?
I like a lot of things about Nixon, yes.
Uh-huh. What do you like about him, particularly?
His experience, his knowledge of foreign affairs, and, well, he has just, well, he's traveled extensively. He knows a lot about foreign affairs. Of course, there are other important things, too, but I'm just not too crazy about any of them.
I'm not either. I'm going to vote, you know.
Yes,
I mean, I feel it's my duty
too.
To vote,
yeah.
But I don't know. Sometimes I just feel like I'd rather not. You know, I just can't get enthusiastic about it. Well, I'm not going to vote for him.
I don't think he's going to gain a thing in the world by running.
I don't either. It seems to me that the only thing he could do would be to take votes away from Nixon.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
And that seems kind of pointless.
Yes, it does.
I guess we could convince him of that, though.
No.
Well, now, listen, this is something I'd be interested in. Would you, do you have any old family recipes or anything like that you could describe to me? Is there something that you particularly like to make or that's, you know, your specialty?
Well, I don't know that I do have any old family recipes.
Okay.
Except bread pudding. Do you like bread pudding?
Yeah. How do you make it?
You can make it with cold leftover biscuits or with bread ends. Just save the bread ends till you have about 8 or 10. Use 2 cups of sugar, 1/4 milk, 6 eggs, and about a teaspoon of vanilla. And it makes it it's very soft. But
then you mix it all up together?
The 6 eggs, you see, will make it congeal enough when it's cooked that you can cut it out. And you have to cook it very slow. Oh, you put about a 1/2 stick of butter, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you cook it at a very
melt
low
the butter?
Temperature.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Put it in a good-sized pan, about a 6 by 12 inch pan. Cook it in a slow oven for about 2 hours. And it's delicious.
I love it. Now, this is wonderful. I have this for posterity. I can go home and
use canned potatoes.
Uh-huh.
Those mashed potatoes that you can buy in cans.
Yeah.
And it's about a number, I don't know what size can you call it, 2? Is it a number 2 can?
I don't know.
The average size can.
Yeah.
Beat 2 eggs till they're kind of frothy, and put your potatoes in, about a 1/2 cup of raisins, 1 cup of sugar, and about a 1/2 cup of milk. Now, a lot of times I use evaporated milk because I think it makes things taste really
good. Yeah, I usually cook
makes more calories than
yeah, that. Just what we need.
Just what, yeah, my family especially. And then put some marshmallows on top and cook it in a rather slow oven for about 30 minutes is long enough to cook that.
That sure sounds good.
Because it doesn't have anything much in it that has to be cooked.
Uh-huh.
Except you need to cook the eggs a little.
That's good. I'll make some for Henry. He just loves sweet potatoes.
I like the sweet potato with meats. I think it's so good.
Uh-huh. I do too. I like sweet things anyway.
Oh, I love them.
It's nice to have a sweet vegetable dish.